Hello and welcome to Eric's Video Game Mixtape, episode 23. My name is Eric and I love video games and video game music. This show is a collection of songs that I think are really good examples of what makes video game music so special. Hello everyone, welcome back. We're a day late today because Memorial Day was yesterday and I took the time to be very lazy. You need those days sometimes. But hey, we're back in the saddle again. I say we're back, but it's just me. And anyway, I got some good tunes to play. But first, I like to say at the beginning of every show that video game music is more often than not a labor of love. So you should support the artists who make it. There are always links in the show notes to where you can buy the music you hear, if at all possible, and I encourage you to go check those out. But anyway, let's get to the music. The first track I wanted to play is from a game called Potato Man Seeks the Truth. That's T-R-O-O-F. The Truth. This is a very quirky... This is a platformer that's really hard and it's got a very good sense of humor, clearly, with that title. And it's got cool music, music done by Pixel Jam, and I enjoy it. So let's hear a track called Moving On, and it's from the game Potato Man Seeks the Truth. Alright, that's some good stuff, but moving right along, the next track is from the game Bitrip Runner, the original. This is a game from Choice Provisions is the name of the company, although when this game came out, they were called Gaijin Games. Same people though, just a name change. And they did the music for this game as well, and it's all really cool music, and the track I wanted to play is Triumph. This is kind of the music you hear when you do really well, or when you finish a level, usually. It's good. I enjoy it. So here we go. It is Triumph, and it's from the game Bitrip Runner. That's some good stuff. I love it. But moving right along, last episode I played a few tracks from some old Nintendo games from my past, some memories, and I played a track specifically kind of for my siblings to hear because it was a game we all played together, and why not do that one more time if you'll indulge me? I have to play a track from a game that my siblings and I played a great deal when we were kids. It's A Boy and His Blob, Trouble on Blobonia, for the Nintendo Entertainment System. Another track where the music isn't particularly amazing, I admit, but it's not bad, and it holds a special place in my heart. So I gotta play it. It's music by Mark Van Heck, and I love it. Here is the track Blob on Earth, and it's from the game A Boy and His Blob, Trouble on Blobonia. Thank you. All right, it is time for the listener-requested track of the week. This week, at Painterly Me wanted to hear the character select music from the game Super Mario Bros. 2, another Nintendo Entertainment System track, which is nice, and it's more Koji Kondo, which may be the most played artist on my podcast. It wouldn't be too surprising, I don't know. But anyway, it's good stuff. It's a good choice. And here we are. It is the character select music, and it's from the game Super Mario Bros. 2. That's some good stuff. But hey, you know, we've just played a couple of old Nintendo tracks. Why don't we bring it closer to the modern age? Not too close, but within the past 10 years to a game called Alice Madness Returns. It's a cool kind of, you know, it's Alice in Wonderland, but it's given this very dark twist and there's platformy and it's cool. I liked this game. And the music was done by Marshall Crutcher. So let's hear it. I wanted to play just the Alice Madness Returns theme, and it's from the game Alice Madness Returns. Next track is from a game that I'm really enjoying. I'm playing it right now. It just came out. I want to say late last week it came out. Anyway, the game is called Techno Babylon, and it's being published by Wadjet Eye Games, who also did the Blackwell point-and-click adventure games, and this is also a point-and-click adventure game, and you know how much I love them. And this one takes place in a very futuristic, almost Blade Runner-y kind of feeling, but it's different in its own way, and I am really liking this game. So I had to play something, and the music was done by Nathan Allen Pinnard, and he did a fine job of bringing that futuristic, Blade Runner-y feel to the game. So I'm just gonna play this track called Superhighway, and it's from the game Techno Babylon. Thank you. It is time for the final track of the week. I wanted to play something from a game called Famaze. It's a cool little roguelike that's kind of a mix between the top-down view and the side view, and you can just play it in your browser. There's a link in the show notes, and it's got music by none other than Disasterpiece, who also may be in the running for the most played artist on this show. I don't know. I'm too lazy to go check. But anyway, the track I wanted to play is called The Wizard, because it's got this cool, wizardy way about it. I guess that's the best way you could describe it. Either way, it's good stuff, and it's from the game Famaze.
Thank you.
All right. That's it. That's a show. Thank you all for listening. I sure do appreciate it. And thank you for the requests. You guys continue to be good with those, and I sure do love hearing your requests. And if you want to get yours in, you can hit me up on Twitter with the Twitter username @ericsvgmixtape, and just tell me what you want to hear, and I will play it for you, if I can. And also, if you're feeling generous and you got a free moment, why not go over to iTunes and give the show a 5-star review? It really helps new listeners find the show, and it gives me warm fuzzies. And it gives you warm fuzzies. And we'll all be warm and fuzzy, and it's great. But anyway, thank you all for listening, and I will see you all next time. Bye-bye. The top of 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 the top of